Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. It is the broadcast for February the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, where we promote God, family, and country on your radio. You with me, Kurt?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. And boy, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. There's a whole lot of news going on.
Amen to that.
A whole lot of happening.
All right, so let me catch you up really quick. Last hour we talked about what happened to Ben Swan in Truth in Media. His websites are down, benswan.com, truthinmedia.com, Facebook, Twitter, all offline. He dared to report on Pizzagate, and now, I don't know what's going on. We can't get a hold of him at all, and I'm not trying to make alarm bells for nothing if he's fine, but it's very strange. The Senate confirmed Representative Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina to be Trump's, quote, budget secretary. I hope he abolishes the Fed. Get her done, huh? Hearing from Neil Gorsuch. Will be in March, they say. Wow, that's like super fast. And then they all complain and run around and go, yeah, Donald doesn't get anything done. He doesn't have a cabinet. He doesn't have a Supreme Court guy. What's going on? He's waiting, folks. He's trying. Trump's nominee for Secretary of the Department of Labor will be Mr. Alex Acosta. The United States of hate has exploded under Donald Trump. Raw story, lies. Trump, the level of dishonesty in the press is out of control, writes Alex Pfeiffer, and boy, is Trump right on that. Journalists will not treat the wonderful people of the United States with the respect they deserve, says Donald. Donald Trump, quote, if I did what Hillary did, it would be the electric chair, writes Caitlin Collins, basically saying, look, Hillary got the questions in advance and lied and used them in the election. If he had got the questions in advance, just think how it would be for him. Great point, Donald. Trump, they say, assails media, denies chaos, writes Donovan Slack of USA Today. Now, again, the mainstream press just can't quit attacking Trump on everything. That news conference was one for the books, writes Richard Wolf. Wow. It's one for the books. They say, here's the Donald narrative. What he inherited was terrible, broken, catastrophic, a disaster, jobs pouring out of the country, and a depleted military, not to mention mass instability overseas. Now, Kurt, then they say what he's delivered is really good work, incredible progress, plants and factories moving back to the USA big league, a tremendous surge of optimism in the business world, and enormously productive talks with foreign leaders. Now, before we move on to the next headline, Kurt, they're making fun of him for that. And they say he just went crazy. He attacked the press. The press is just trying to be fair and ask fair questions and get the answers of what's really going on. And he literally tells them how horrible everything is. What he inherited is horrible, but he's just doing awesome to fix it. Everything's running like a fine-tuned machine. Now, number one, I think they've been attacking the Donald forever, and he gets a chance to attack back, and all they write is, Donald attacked us, acting like it's unprovoked or uninitiated or uncalled for. A totally bogus narrative. They've been attacking him forever, and their headlines prove it. Now, I personally think Trump should be just as bold, but instead of just getting in big old, you know, theatrical reality TV battles with them, I think what he ought to do is just dismiss them and bring in the press that will tell the truth. And we'll find out who the real press is. Nevertheless, I find it fascinating how they just attack him at every turn, Kurt. And I would say this, what Donald did inherit was terrible, broken, catastrophic, a disaster, jobs pouring out of the country, military and mass instability overseas. I think that's all true, Kurt. What do you say about that? Is that accurate in your view?
Well, that's what I can see, and Back once again to what you've taught us for so long, Sam. He who owns the media makes the rules. If the USA Today boys, or the big boys, the New York Times, want to, they can make him look great. But I don't think they want to. So they can rip him apart. And remember, that's what really sells papers or media, is the phrase, if it bleeds, it leads. So
when
terrible,
Donald says
sad,
they're just in bed for the filthy
things,
lucre, Kurt, he's spot on.
Well, I think so. I mean, tell me which one of those media guys isn't really after big, big money. Are they really just serving the world and America?
Now, let me give an example to show how nitpicky and how belligerent these people are. Yeah. Where president was in error at the news conference, writes Jessica Rando. Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or Durando, I guess it is.
All right.
Now, Donald said, look, they thought I couldn't get 222 electoral votes. I got 306. We're doing great. They're just not telling you that.
Yep.
Well, Kurt, they beat him up on this. They say he lied. He was dishonest, Kurt. You want to know why?
Oh, I think the numbers were a little off or something like that.
Yeah, he got 304, Kurt.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He said he got 306. See how he lies, Kurt? How it's just disingenuous. Okay, these people are crazy. Now, I agree that Donald should have said 304 if that's the right number. I'm not defending Donald missing the number. But what I'm saying is you're talking off the cuff to a bunch of hostile press, and you slightly misstate the issue in terms of the actual number, but you get the point right, which is the mainstream press ran around and said he'd never get 222. He got well over 300. And you would say, Sam, 4 isn't well over. Well, when you didn't think they'd get 222, it sure is. All right, so the bottom line, though, is we're really going to beat up Donald, because what we should write is this. Donald points out an obvious reality that he got way more Electoral College votes than they ever thought he would. And the fact is he won big league, and he's winning still. And he got the number of electoral votes slightly wrong on the fly. The real number is 304. I don't mind them correcting the record and telling the truth. That's okay, Kurt. What I don't like is this whole inference that he lied or tried to deceive. Or I'm telling you right now, I've been in front of cameras plenty of times and in front of the media. It's easy to misstate something slightly. Not on purpose, but it's like, man, I said 306. You're right. You know what? It was 304. Good point. It's easy to make those kind of mistakes, Kurt. And if it was anybody else that was their favorite person, they'd be dismissing that in a heartbeat, Kurt. That's my problem with it. It isn't that we shouldn't point these out. We should. Donald's wrong. It was 304, not 306, okay? But do we beat up Donald and act like there's some conspiracy there or some hate-filled agenda there? I mean, it's beyond imagination what these guys are doing.
Well, it's a perfect time, I believe, for him to point out how crazy this whole party thing is. Simply because, you know, if the guy has a Democrat, you know, jersey on, or a Republican jersey, I mean, they should have a bunch of different ones, really, because you got to have the Republican insider jersey and the Republican outsider jersey and the Democrat insider and the Democrat outsider and the, you know, and it goes on from there. But, you know, well, I'm looking at an ABC News piece where it's got the headline, Trump Press Conference Fact Check. What the president got wrong and right. See, now, I would suggest if anybody really wants to know, go to the White House .gov transcript and just read it yourself. And you can see the facts there. Now, you're going to see that, you know, when he is, like you said, talking off the cuff, he's not got a screen reader to read, and he's not reading every little thing, and it says, okay, end of press conference. You know, he's literally talking back and forth. Hey, he's
you're
human.
Bound to slightly get something not exactly right. And you know what? I would basically say, you know what? For the first time in modern history, we've got a president of the United States that's willing to talk to the public without pre-scripted, teleprompter-driven words and agendas.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and
that's
like
the real
part
point
on
here, Kurt.
Yeah, and for example, in the Electoral College, here's what ABC News puts, you know, and at least in my opinion, you've already fixed this, but here's what they put. Trump said, I guess it was the biggest Electoral College win since Ronald Reagan. And they put, fact, Trump guessed wrong. His Electoral College margin was smaller than President Obama's in 2012 when a reporter questioned Trump's claims. He later said, I don't know. I was just given that information. It was a big margin.
Okay, now I'm not here to defend every mistake Donald makes, but what I am saying is, look, it was a huge win. That's beyond debate. But what they're doing is nitpicking purpose. And it gets worse. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, Donald doubles down on the point I've been making over the last several days. He's advocating for fair trade, not free trade. And he says it right in the middle of this transcript. He says, we're talking about fair trade, not free trade. If a country is taking advantage of us, not going to let that happen anymore. Every country takes advantage of us almost all the time. Jobs have already started to surge. Right. This is the point that I'm getting at is they don't tell the truth. They don't give them credit for anything, folks. And that's the problem. I get that Donald made some mistakes when he speaks off the cuff. I'm not defending those inaccuracies, folks. It's hard to be accurate. It takes preparation. It takes writing down copious notes. Okay. But I am going to commend a guy who talks without a teleprompter. I'm going to commend a guy who literally lays out what he's going to do. There's more transparency when Donald talks off the cuff than I've seen from Barack the whole time. Now, I do see instability overseas. I do see the military as a fiasco. I do see what we've got now under Barack has been terrible and broken and horrible. Too much regulation. It's very hard for businesses to function. I agree with Donald, and so does the American people. The mainstream press just don't get it. They just don't understand. They loved Barack. Now, I believe Barack created the great racial divide in America. Racism and divisions in America have been ratcheting up under the Donald. If you don't believe me, go just review Jeremiah Wright's...
You mean under Obama.
I mean under Obama, sorry.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Wright's hate-filled speech just spewed
See,
me
even,
when we first
even
talking
you
about
can make
Trump.
A mistake talking Donald. Off the cuff.
Good
right?
point. Of course.
Yeah.
Because everybody does, do Kurt.
Yeah.
You it's can't just help it. You don't mean life. To, but you're thinking about something. Your mind's a little bit ahead of your speech, and so you're thinking about the next statement about Trump, and so you say Trump when you meant Obama. So Jeremiah Wright's Great hate-filled point. Speech about Barack Obama, Louis Farrakhan, and everything else, it started with that kind of stuff. And we're like, who is this guy? And then he's like, oh, I don't even really know Jeremiah. I just went to his church a couple of times. That's a lie. But then they didn't call that. And now they try to blame all the division in America on Donald. And Donald responds to this in his transcript. He says, I didn't do this. I inherited this from Barack. Now, then they say we're presidents in error at the news conference. Wow, he got it wrong. 306 versus 304 electoral college votes. Now, Trump keeps getting asked about anti-Semitism, but he doesn't have an answer. He doesn't even have an answer, writes Ross Story. This is an example, Kurt, of they're trying to just pick on him. But how do you answer that, Kurt? I've got a simple question for you. And I go into a big old rant about the complicated Jewish scenario. And then I say, by the way, and I don't say it in these exact words. I word it politely, but... You know, really, you're an anti-Semitic racist, aren't you, Donald? Can you respond to that in simple terms, please? And then Donald goes off on the guy saying, it's not simple, this is bogus. And then they're like, Donald can't even answer. I mean, how do you win those kind of discussions?
That's right, Sam. I mean...
But the real story is, you know what? I think Donald met with Benjamin Netanyahu, right, Kurt?
Well, I... think he did.
Isn't that what's going on? So we're going to just derail on this Jewish question about when did you quit beating your wife?
That's right.
Good this point. Idea about you keep getting asked about anti-Semitic stuff, you're a racist, you're anti-Semitic, and you won't answer, but yet he's off meeting with Benjamin. Does Benjamin think he's a racist, Kurt?
You know,
is Benjamin Jewish, Kurt?
There. I think he is.
Is he is he thinking that Barack or that Trump's anti-Semitic?
Good point.
I'm just kind of wondering this stuff because, again, this is how the mainstream press lies and spins it. That's why we need to be – they need to give us just a room in the White House that we can broadcast from so that we can just absolutely debunk the lies and we can basically separate falsehood, intentional versus mistakes, Kurt.
Well, and we talked about it before over the, you know, time. I think even Sheriff Max suggested you'd be a good press secretary. But, you know, his press secretary, Sean Spicer, had a press briefing on the 14th, and you can read the transcript. So it was Valentine's Day. And Sean Spicer starts it off like this. He says, good afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day. I can sense the love in the room. You know, and, you know, it says laughter in parentheses there. And when you got a hostile or the opposition party, which is the media, you know, basically on you every place, that's kind of funny. You know what I mean? And the guy is right. And when you read the press conference transcript, just like if you read the transcript of the whole press conference yesterday with the president and the ones he, you know, there's not an unlimited amount of space, and so the big boys are going to get their people there. You just see what you're talking about, Sam.
Well, and the point is that it's what I'm saying is easy to see. What can Donald do to make an opportunity, a chance to meet with the press, to be fair? If he comes out, you know, super nice and doesn't take him on at every turn, they'll just eat him for lunch. They'll just, you know, have a really nice conversation, and then they'll just go forward and lie. about the whole story, about the whole scenario. He has got to explode on them. He's got to go straight to the people. There is no choice with this gatekeeping thugocracy media, Kurt.
It makes me think of the, remember when we had the big event back in Washington, D.C. with the sheriffs and then the movie, the 75th anniversary of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And you see his first opportunity with the media, and they're asking him these questions. And so they ask him a question like, how was it when you went here? Or what does a bird look like? You know, because, you know, he's got some bird, I guess he liked birds or whatever. So they make him hold his finger a certain way. So then later they put their, like he's holding his nose. So then they put their headline with his holding his nose picture that says, you know, Washington stinks or, you know, whatever. And, you know, you see that there, how they ripped him
apart.
And
by the way, even if they somehow might be kinder to not be so obvious as you're pointing out, they might write, Donald Trump loves birds. But then when he's holding his nose, though, in your subconscious mind, you go, I get it.
Yeah,
Donald hates Washington or hates the media or he hates you.
Yeah, and therefore, and that's exactly what they can do.
And it just depends on how blatant they want to make it. Right now, they're so blatant because they're losing.
Yeah.
Right now, they're doing their very best, but they're exposing themselves as the thugs and the agenda-driven belligerents they really are.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's why, see, if I were to take on the press, I would just lay it out just like that. When the guy says to me, you know what, isn't Donald kind of anti-Semitic? I'd say, when did you quit beating your wife? As soon as you answer, I'll be glad to respond. Until then, sit down and shut up. Because you know what? You're out of control. Now, do you want to talk about the administration and the wonderful things we're doing? Or do you want to be dismissed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not going to play your childish games. We're not going to tolerate your satanic, deceptive, dishonest agenda. What we're going to do is move forward in a way that makes sense. And if you want to ask fair questions, we'll discuss them. I'm going to ask you another question. When are the Senate leaders going to confirm my nominees? Are you going to help me with that and ask them that? Because you need to. And the sooner you do, the sooner you guys can quit writing deceptive headlines about how slow I am of getting my administration together.
Yeah, or the chaos in my administration.
Now, let's talk about the chaos in my administration. Let me just ask you some questions about chaos, right?
How chaotic is it?
Is the media chaotic right now when you guys are panicking so big league that you're just puking all over yourselves because you don't know what to do because you're on the ropes? How do you want to respond to that, sir? When are you going to get off the ropes and report the truth? Can you answer that for me?
Yeah, that's a great
I'll let you off the ropes if you'll report the truth. Do we have an agreement? Right, and that's kind of the point now. I'll give you another example. Ivanka, isn't that the daughter, Kurt?
Yes.
Right, she did promote... Kellyanne Conway did promote Ivanka's business.
Yeah.
So she said, hey, you ought to go out and do it now. I agree that's against the law, Kurt.
It's against the law?
Yes.
I mean, law we should never have.
Let's talk about it. Now you're getting somewhere. That's exactly should have been the talking point. We'll talk about it because Kurt's spot on in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Between 2007 and 2015, NYPD officers issued nearly 1 million spurious citations for trivial offenses such as disorderly conduct and drinking in public. This was done in order to meet quotas, which were often disguised through various euphemisms. A ticket of that kind is called a C summons, and the officer who issues one is required to state the probable cause for believing that an offense took place. Those details were usually omitted by officers under the pressure of performance expectations, and this led to a class action lawsuit. The lead plaintiff in the suit, Sharif Stinson, was cited for trespassing and disorderly conduct after leaving his aunt's apartment in the Bronx, Both of the tickets were dismissed by a judge. Earlier this year, that class action suit was settled. The city, meaning the taxpayers who shoulder the financial burden of the city government, will pay a total of $75 million to victims of the bogus ticket scheme, each of whom will receive no more than $150. The NYPD continues to insist that it never imposed ticket quotas, but has agreed to issue official notices that quotas are not allowed. Among the revelations brought about through the lawsuit was the disclosure of what the plaintiffs called a stunning pattern of evidence destruction regarding the ticket quotas, such as the deletion of nearly all of former Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly's emails toward the end of his tenure. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so an example, though, is, you know, Kellyanne Conway did promote Ivanka's business. And she said, hey, you had to go buy Ivanka's, you know, goods and services or whatever. And then they said, oh, man, that's against the law. And they beat Kellyanne Conway up. And there's two points that I have on that, Kurt. Number one is the small point, which is, you know what, why don't they just say, hey, Kellyanne, you're not allowed to do that. It's against the law. You know what, I know you're kind of new to the administration. You didn't really realize that. Please don't let it happen again. I get that. What I don't get is attacking her as if she's committed some out-of-control belligerent felony and she should never see the light of day again idea. But Kurt brings up the greater, more salient point, which is they really have a law against that? I mean, yeah. Now Donald's right. They have too much regulation, Kurt. You're spot on.
Yeah. Good point.
All right. Anyway, there you go. By the way, we didn't think Sheriff Mack was going to be able to be with us, but he did eke out a little bit of time for us. Anyway, the good sheriff, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thanks, Sam. Really appreciate you being flexible with me today.
Oh, you betcha. Now, the quick thing is, so they're beating up Donald on everything. He had a press conference yesterday. He went off on the media, as he should. They kind of asked him why he's so anti-Semitic, and he didn't answer. Now they say he doesn't have an answer. They are running around and acting like he just thinks that he's the cat's meow and it's the end of the world. But in my opinion, they're taking advantage of everything that he does and making a mountain out of a molehill. They're making it huge. He, for example, said, I won, got 306 electoral college votes. Well, it turned out that he got 304. He was wrong. But I said, you know what? I'm not defending the facts that he gets wrong, but I am defending the fact that he speaks openly to the American people without a teleprompter and without scripted language. And we have more transparency out of Donald than we ever had out of these other goons. So then this Kellyanne Conway thing, she did promote his business, which she probably shouldn't, or her business, which she probably shouldn't have. However, you know what? All you got to say is, you know what? You're not really supposed to do that. Don't do that anymore. I get that. What I don't get is, I mean, they act like she should never see the light of day again. I mean, these nitpicky attacks on Donald, I don't know how he can even deal with the press.
Yeah, that's a good point. However, Kellyanne Conway stating as an individual, I mean, she didn't say whatever. I don't even know what her position is. I know she's an assistant to the president. But for her to say, well, everybody's attacking Ivanka Trump because her father got president, and they're now trying to destroy her business because her father made president. And for her to say, hey, you know what? That's probably not appropriate. And she really has a good line of clothes and accessories. And, you know, people should give her a fair shake. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe that's against the law. I don't believe it should be against the law.
Well, I agree on all counts.
If she's defending somebody because they're being attacked, because their dad made president, I think that's totally appropriate. And, you know, this is just another sign, another example that these people in Washington, D.C. do not care about anything that's important. They will do anything and everything to bring our country down as long as it brings the president down. And that's what they that's what they're after. I believe that such an attitude is close to treason, because they're willing. I'm not talking about just taking the president down or disagreeing with him. I'm talking about they would love for America to drown in the deepest ocean as long as it took Trump with it. And I find that scary. And I, like I said, I think it's close to treason. Now, have the Republicans been guilty of this? Absolutely. Has the media been guilty of this? Absolutely. And this is part of why we, you, me, Kurt, all of us at CSPOA are trying to get the press and the politicians in Washington, D.C. to take a time out and say, why don't you focus on something that's actually really important for once? And that is innocence in prison. People who should not be in prison, who have committed no crime, who have committed no wrong, and that you're allowing this out-of-control government to suppress, to oppress, and to kidnap and imprison innocent people who have done nothing wrong. Trying to get these people to stop this bickering and fighting and ridiculous charade of we're better than you are and we're the good party and you're the bad party, while people languish in prison, I find so astonishing, amazing, and disheartening. Just absolutely disheartening.
There you have it, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that?
You know, I was looking at Sheriff Max got it right on target, I believe, and you do too, Sam, and I was looking at an ABC News piece where they're, you know, kind of taking apart his news conference, and in my opinion, that's exactly what they're doing. They put this one phrase, they say, Trump said, drugs are becoming cheaper than candy bars. So here's their response. Fact. Well, most chocolate bars...
Was he talking about illicit drugs, or was he?
No, just listen.
Well,
hold on, just listen.
He says, or their response is, well, most chocolate bars retail for about $1, and according to crowdsourced street drug pricing sites like StreetRx, it is possible, albeit rare, to find a single pill of some prescription drug for that price.
He really thought that drugs are cheaper than candy bars. He's making a point, folks, that we got a drug-addicted nation, and drugs are coming in from everywhere, and it's got to stop. That's the point.
I just thought it was funny, you know.
Well,
wow.
See, even, again, when he's making a very valid and important point, he still gets crucified for it.
Well, that's why he's got to get rid of Sean Spicer and put Sam Bushman in there, because I'll take these thugs on like you ain't never seen before, my friend. I'm telling you right now, I will tell these people where to go, and I won't even swear. It'll be great. Now, all I'm telling you is, for example, the vote fraud question. They're beating him up over that still. They're saying, the vote fraud lies he keeps telling. Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right, and there's a story out right now basically that says... Doggone, he's right. You know, but they're not going to bring it out because it's a WorldNet Daily piece. But basically, the report says that even the Washington Times is now reporting a new analysis has calculated that as many as 2 million non-citizen Hispanics, that would be illegal aliens, were illegally registered to vote in the U.S. That's from the Washington Times. So, you know, they probably don't want to talk about that, right, Sheriff?
Well, if it's 2 million, if it's reported 2 million, I guarantee it's at least
bigger.
Double that.
Yeah, good point.
You're right about that. But all I'm telling you is, again, these are just preliminary studies. Every time they dug into Donald's win and thinking that they were going to get more votes for Hillary, every time they pushed it, it just the gap widened in favor of Donald Trump. And then they're like, oh, we probably don't need to do this anymore. Well, the same thing's true here. The preliminary studies show like 2 million, but pretty soon they'll be like at 10 million, Kurt.
Good point. That's what I believe. And, you know, that's what is fun about really digging and getting to the details yourself when somebody challenges you.
And that
about
story
those
about
things,
the vote fraud came from World or Liberty News Daily?
No, WorldNet Daily.
WorldNet Daily.
Sorry,
right.
If I said Liberty News Daily, but WorldNet Daily. You know, but you'll see reporting like that, Liberty News Daily, in places, but you won't see it from ABC News. You won't see
not.
It from CNN, you know, et cetera.
But they could report it, though, if they just, you know, wanted to.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And they could even report like Patrick J. Buchanan is reporting, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you know, and Pat's, in his piece, he says, look, the deep state is targeting Trump. And, you know, he talks about the takedown of Michael Flynn and stuff like that. But he's basically saying, hey, these guys are working all together and they want not only guys like Flynn, but they want the president and they, you know, want to rip him down. And it says, for the deep state is deeply committed to World Cold War II, he says. You know, and he goes on through and talks about different things, but, you know, it's just part of the whole same thing that we've always seen, right, Sam?
Well, that's what it is. It's an incredible article, yeah. In my humble opinion, by Pat Buchanan. And yep. Explain the deep state a little bit, Kurt, so people kind of understand what that term means.
Well, here's what Pat Buchanan says. He says, when General Michael Flynn was forced to resign as National Security Advisor, Bill Kristol purred his satisfaction, if it comes to it, prefer the deep state to the Trump state. To Kristol, the permanent regime, not the elected president and his government, is the real defender and rightful repository of our liberties. So as far as I can see, what he's really saying is the insider boys, the controllers behind the scenes there who we really want to be backing up, right?
Without question. All right, Sheriff Richard Mack, when we come back, we'll talk about a couple of other things before the end of the hour. Things that are good, things that we're working on, and things that we're doing to defend Donald Trump from abuses. Again, I didn't vote for Donald. Don't act like I'm just a shill for the Trump. But I am willing to report fairly every time. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Curtin, the good Sheriff Richard Mack, on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we got to have the last few minutes of the show positive to lead into a positive weekend, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Sheriff and Kurt, did you guys know that there's a very good chance that Ted Nugent will run for the Senate? Did you see this?
I had never heard that, but I would be I would love him to do it.
Come on now, yeah, it's mainstream press news, guys. I'm telling you right now, I just sent you the article.
Good point.
Well, is it in Texas where he would run?
Of course, I guess. You know, I mean, yeah, it says Fox News says Ted Nugent not ruling out 2018 Senate run. Ultimate Classic Rock says Ted Nugent considering running for U.S. Senate. Fox News insider Ted Nugent and Kid Rock floated as potential GOP Senate candidates. So there you go. All right.
It was in an interview with the Daily Caller. Mm-hmm. I'm always interested in making my country in the great state of Michigan great again. There's nothing that I wouldn't do to help, Nugent told the Daily Caller. Nugent then shared a story from West Michigan politics, so I assume it would be in Michigan.
Michigan, yeah, sounds like.
It looks like Michigan, then, yep.
Yeah.
You know what my response is? Bring it.
Run.
Go for it.
Come
it
on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to start playing Ted Nugent music right now. I'm just telling you right now. That's just good news, isn't it? What do you guys think of that?
Yeah. Well, that is good news, you know.
Hey,
anyway.
That's a friend of ours. Absolutely. When he says he would do anything for freedom, I think that he's already displayed to us and to the world that he's unabashedly constitutional and freedom-oriented. He doesn't use the language that I would always use or approve of. But you know what? His background's different than yours and mine. And I'm totally supportive. I'll go campaign for it.
Now, is he going to put the government in a stranglehold, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, the name of this tune is Stranglehold. You got Ted on your radio, folks. Come on. Now, by the way, just going to tell you right now, check that out.
Maybe he can rock Washington, D.C. It's about time somebody did.
Well, he's got to put the bureaucrats in a stranglehold is what he's got to do.
Ted Nugent.
All right. So all I'm saying is he might run for the Senate. That's great news. He's a member of the CSPOA, and he's a supporter of the FreedomCoalition.com project, folks. I'm telling you right now, we need this guy in the Senate yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's got to get that done. He'd be pro-gun, wouldn't he, Sheriff?
Oh,
that was kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke, right?
The understatement of the year.
Well, bring it on. I'm just saying. And I mean, there's opportunities, folks.
I guess, according to the Ultimate classicrock.com site, he added about what he would do when he runs for Senate. He says he would refashion President Donald Trump's campaign slogan as "Make Michigan Michigan Again."
And see, I and love that.
Campaign song would be a very loud stranglehold, just like hey, you
got it nailed, don't we? Dialed in, baby. I'm telling you what, right now. See, Americans could actually drive around with rifles on the rack in their pickup truck again, like normal.
Yeah.
Us rednecks could just come out in our full glory, couldn't we?
Yeah, baby.
See? All right. But Ted Nugent, we also have John White, head of the Rutherford Institute, just signed on to our Freedom Coalition project, right?
We sure did, and we're proud to have the Rutherford Institute on board and John Whitehead, who's written a lot of great articles and I think even a couple of books, and I've actually quoted him in some of my books.
Yes, he's with the Rutherford Institute, stood for freedom on all kinds of issues, by the way. Who else do we have on there? We've got a few people just recently.
Let
me look it up. I got it right here.
In front of me.
By the way, we added a bunch of cool links so people could share and promote the site. We added a couple of videos so that we can help people understand what happened to Mr. Wright, what's going on with asset forfeiture. Oh, we got our buddy Tom Woods, who joined on now, author of his latest book, Real Descent.
The most recent powerful national figure, yes.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
John Whitehead, Tom Woods, Judy Boyle, Idaho State Rep. Jordan Page, well-known musician. Michael Connolly, a well-known constitutional attorney.
Good, Jordan Page and Ted Nugent.
Top of the list, so on mine, I actually put him at the very top.
Who wanted to be on the top?
He wanted to be at the top.
Who did?
Jordan did.
Jordan Page.
Yeah, and my response to that is everybody wants to be at the top. Everybody wants to be the leader on this. In fact, I bet pretty soon once this gets enough critical mass, all the congressmen and senators are going to try to jump on the front of the train, too.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, with all the people on there, I would like to do an accounting guesstimate as to how many people are actually represented on that list. I believe at this point it's in the millions.
Well, because of all the organization involved, we know it's in the millions. Ted Nugent alone on his own Facebook page has about 4 million followers. That doesn't even count the people that retweet from his page. Right. So no doubt it's in the millions. The Rutherford Institute is huge, for example. When you have Mike Hollingshead, a well-known Elmer County sheriff, when you have Michael Connolly, well-known attorney, I'm just telling you, Judy Boyle, Idaho State Rep, Tom Woods, and when you got like people like Kirk Crosby, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's Kirk.
That's right, yeah.
Would reach hundreds and hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
Of millions, yeah.
That's just the kids and the grandkids almost, you know. Mm-hmm.
Good point. All right. Really quick, though, what is intended? What are the next steps in this besides trying to get to Ron Paul, Rand Paul, all the congressmen and senators and to Donald Trump's team? You know, what is the big focus, Sheriff?
Well, I think that's it. Somehow, some way, we have to legitimately get this in front of President Trump. Also, though, Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General now, I believe he could put a stop to almost every one of these. I think he could go to the courts and say there was no sufficient evidence against these people in the first place. And if a prosecutor, and of course that Jeff Sessions is the lead prosecutor in this country, if a lead prosecutor of the entire country went to court and said, we make a motion to dismiss all the charges against these people, it would happen. Now, on Cox and Kettler, now that they already have a conviction, I don't believe that even the Attorney General could undo that. I would like to see him try. I think that there's a possibility that he could get it overturned in an appellate court, but that would be the most difficult. Obviously, there, Donald Trump is the easiest answer for them and for everybody on the list. And to keep Kenneth Wright from ever having to worry about being raided again by the SWAT team of the Department of Education, of course, Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions could say, we're not doing that anymore, and we're going to start arresting federal agents who continue to abuse and terrorize the American people.
And by the way, that video of Kenneth Wright is up. If you read the main page, there's a link to it. If you go to the blog, you can see the video. I'm telling you, that is up right now for everybody to see. It's time to get outraged about the asset forfeiture, about the abuse of Kenneth Wright. We'll be putting up other videos. We'll be putting up details of the events that happen as they unfold. We got a lot going on with this, folks, and we need your support in every way, including financial.
Boy, do we ever. And you know what, Sam? Sooner or later, if this isn't funded, it's gonna come not to a screeching halt, but it's just gonna go too slow. And Sam, I'll tell you what, I really get a little bit choked up every time I remember and every time I tell people that I looked the family of Sam Girard in the eye, as I did Susie Hammond. And I promised them that we would do everything we could to get their family members out of prison. I gave them my word. I promised them we would do everything we can. I tell Sam Girard that almost every other day when he calls from prison. And he is getting a little bit frustrated and anxious about this whole thing. And who can blame him? An innocent man sitting in prison and looking at 48 years in prison, which is a life sentence. And that they're charging him with the most ridiculous, stupid things like conspiracy and fraud. He's just a man who's been making the salve for the last several years, and then all of a sudden he's guilty of conspiracy and fraud. It's so ridiculous that I still cannot believe that these congressmen and senators in this country are not fighting as they swore to do while they were campaigning, that they're not fighting for the people of this country, that they're not fighting for the little guy in this country who can't fight for himself.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time. Sheriff, have a wonderful weekend, my friend. We'll chat soon.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
You betcha.
Appreciate your help and support.
Thank you. Kurt, final words yours, sir.
God bless America, and God save the Republic of the United States of America, yeah?
Amen to that. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, please have a wonderful weekend doing your very best to promote God, family, and country and protecting life, liberty, and property. Would you please? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Radio available, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. Please support us in every way you can, including financial, thefreedomcoalition.com, and more. Thanks so much. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? Thank.